And our state capitol report continues now with a look at a bill that received a public hearing at the state capitol last week. We will get two takes on this proposal that would restrict when game wardens can enter private property. First, the bill's author will explain why he says that this is a good idea, and then we will hear from a critic of the legislation. And we want to hear from you, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Our next guest is Adam Jarko, who is a Republican state representative from Balsam Lake and author of this bill that would restrict when game wardens can enter private property. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Joy?
I'm good. Thanks a lot for being with us. So explain the problem that you say your bill would address.
Sure. So as long as I can remember, my friends and now my constituents have complained that the DNR, and specifically DNR wardens, have too much authority, that they go on private property when they have no reason to. And so what we do is set what's the lowest constitutional standard for entry onto private property, which is reasonable suspicion. If you move along that spectrum, you can go reasonable suspicion, probable cause, warrant. Right now, DNR takes the position that they can go on property for any reason or no reason at all. I disagree with that. Liberal Justice Thurgood Marshall and others on the former justices of the U.S. Supreme Court disagree with that. Conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court disagree with that. And we think it's time that the DNR follow some Fourth Amendment rule, and we think reasonable suspicion is a reasonable rule to follow.
So explain, wasn't there a specific instance that that prompted your bill?
It didn't prompt my bill. I think you're probably referring to the Steets case. I had started on this bill before I had actually heard of the Steets case, which was a case of a property owner in Lafayette County who was on the last day of a gun deer season a few years ago, wasn't hunting. And this is all set out in the facts of a Wisconsin Supreme Court opinion that came out in June. He wasn't hunting. He was patrolling his property line because he had trespasser issues. A couple of wardens went onto his property with no reasonable suspicion, really no reason at all. And they ended up in an armed standoff because he thought they were trespassers. He got arrested. He did a year in prison. Ultimately, the court reversed his conviction and sent it back for a new trial, saying in part through a concurring opinion that DNR wardens should not be entering private property without some sort of cause. In that case, they actually used a higher standard than what we're proposing here. The problem is it was a fractured opinion, so we're not exactly sure what the rule is that you would take from that case. So we think it's fair to have a rule, and reasonable suspicion is a reasonable rule to have.
Yeah. So maybe explain to those listening why a DNR warden would enter private property to begin with.
Sure. So I spent an entire day two hunting seasons ago with a DNR warden, and there are a number of instances where the warden crossed private property. Where I live, there's a baiting and feeding ban as a result of CWD, and so he would go through private property to look to see if there was somebody illegally baiting or if he could catch somebody illegally baiting, license checks, a variety of things DNR goes on private property for. And by the way, those are all really important functions. Just like catching people driving without a license or driving drunk are really important functions, but we don't let law enforcement pull people over on a public road unless they have reasonable suspicion. So I think it's not right to let law enforcement onto private property to investigate, or at least game wardens on private property to investigate without reasonable suspicion.
Yeah, and what is your response to critics who say that this is I guess just going to make it easier for lawbreakers?
Yeah, I would say a couple of things. First and foremost, it as somebody who's hunted my entire life, it's somewhat offensive to think that if wardens can't go on private property for no reason, then somehow, you know, hunters are of such a makeup that they're automatically going to be breaking the law. I think that's malarkey. I think there are some bad actors, of course. But in every other instance in the world, we protect and balance a fundamental liberty interest, like your privacy interest, which is what is obviously protected by the Fourth Amendment, against important law enforcement functions. So just like I said before, can't get pulled over in a car, even though you could be driving down the road 55 miles an hour, and if you screw up, you could kill someone. Can't get pulled over without reasonable suspicion. I think it's fair to say that we have to balance better in this arena.
We are talking with Adam Jarko, who is a Republican state representative from Balsam Lake. He is the author of a bill that would restrict when game wardens can enter private property. This bill, Assembly Bill 411, was the subject of a public hearing last week at the state capitol. We're having a little mini public hearing on this bill right now. If you'd like to testify, if you'd like to tell us whether you think this is a good idea or not, and why or why not, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We will have Representative Jarko with us just for the next 5 minutes or so. Then we'll check news, and then we will hear from a lawmaker with a different perspective. We have Jess on Facebook who says, how about we just let the police come in and out of your house and as they see fit because they think something illegal might be going on. Without probable cause, there should be no search allowed. You wouldn't stand for this in your home or your car. So why should I on the rest of my property? And that's your point exactly, Representative Jarko?
It really is. And just two quick things on that. First of all, you're going to hear from when Nick Milroy comes on, you're going to hear about the open fields doctrine, which is the exception to the Fourth Amendment that allows for evidence to be presented even if there was law enforcement on your property without reasonable suspicion. And I think that the issue with the open fields doctrine is you have both liberal justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, Wisconsin conservative justices saying this is a real problem. We have to be more protective. And I think that the issue is, at least for those of us who live in rural areas, is we feel like this is an issue that's aimed mostly at us, because if you were in a suburb and you woke up and you looked out in your backyard and you saw a game warden walking around in your backyard, you'd be pretty startled. Well, it's no different for us, even though our property might be a little bit bigger. We believe that we should have the same sort of privacy protections that those who live in cities or suburbs have.
Yeah. Well, Patrick on Facebook says, what are people afraid of? If you aren't guilty of anything, you have nothing to hide. What do you say to that?
Yeah, sure. That's the same old thing that you might say about, you know, police entering your home. What are you afraid of? Well, that's not the way that we live in America. We have fundamental privacy rights. We don't just let police pull you over in your car, search your home, search your business. We always have had, and the founders were very jealous of this idea of privacy in our personal places. So I fundamentally reject the premise of that comment.
Let's go to George in Madison. Hi, George.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Representative Jarko, isn't it true that the United States Supreme Court and other federal courts for well over 100 years have specifically stated that all law enforcement officers, including conservation wardens, can go into just the open fields, not the homes and things of that nature, but the open areas, and have held that there's no right to privacy there, and that, in fact, it's important for game wardens to go on a property to protect fish and wildlife, and that, candidly, from the hearing last week, most sportsmen and sportsman groups support that.
All right. What about that, Representative Jarko?
Yeah, well, so George Meyer from the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation has been, I think, opposed to literally every single bill that I've ever done, so it's nice to talk to George always. I appreciate his perspective. He is 100% wrong on all counts. The court has held that the open fields doctrine allows for the evidence not to be suppressed. That has nothing to do with trespassing, and the great thing about the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision from last month is it made that distinction. So it might even be the case. Again, we have a fractured opinion in that case, so it's not 100% clear what the rule coming out of it is. But you had liberal Justice Shirley Abrahamson joined by a group of conservatives to reverse this conviction of Mr. Steets and send it back. And it's not clear what the rule coming out of that case was, but certainly there was a block of concurrences who argued for a more strenuous rule than even reasonable suspicion.
Yeah, didn't most of the people that showed up for that hearing last week, weren't they concerned about this bill, sportsmen and landowners alike?
I will say that George did a nice job getting some folks out to the hearing. I know my district. I've lived here most of my life, and I can tell you this is easily an 80% issue. People clearly believe around here, and I think around the Northwoods, that game wardens should have some reason before they enter your property, and reasonable suspicion is a reasonable place to be.
You know, we have a caller, and we just have a minute before news, so I'm just going to ask the question. What exactly does reasonable suspicion mean?
Sure. So that's a long-standing term of art that the courts have defined in probably hundreds of cases over the years, and there's a specific definition that the courts apply to it. And it's more than just a hunch, but it's lower than probable cause.
Yeah, and again, just in a minute here, are you hopeful that this bill is going to make its way through the legislative process and be law?
Sure. This has 20-something co-sponsors in the Assembly, a number in the Senate, and actually what's interesting to see are my Democratic colleagues, many of them struggling with this. I like to joke with my friend Nick, who you're going to hear from next, that I remember the time that Democrats used to be in favor of civil rights. And I think they're struggling with this one because some of their base is opposed to it. But on the other hand, Democrats have had a long history of being pro-civil rights. As I say, the person who wrote the dissenting opinion, Justice Thurgood Marshall, said the open fields doctrine has no place in America. And so I think this should be a hard bill for liberals even to oppose.
We'll check news and then we'll get another perspective after this. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We now will turn to another guest who has a different perspective on this bill in the State Assembly that would restrict when game wardens can enter private property. We heard from the author of the bill, Adam Jericho, in our last segment. Now we will hear from a critic of the bill, an opponent of the bill, Nick Milroy, a Democratic state representative from South Range, the leading Democrat on the Assembly Committee on Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage, which is considering this bill. The bill was the subject of a public hearing last week, and we are holding a mini public hearing of sorts during this half hour. 1-800-642-1234. If you have a question or a comment or a view on this legislation, you can also send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Let me welcome State Representative Nick Milroy. Good morning. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me.
So why are you opposed to this bill that would restrict when DNR wardens can enter somebody's private land?
I think this goes against the very tenets of what Wisconsin sportsmen believe, and that is that our wildlife is held in common by the state, and we hire game wardens to help uphold the laws with respect to fish and wildlife. And by not allowing them to do their jobs, we jeopardize not only our longstanding hunting heritage, but we jeopardize the very fact that wildlife could become privatized through initiatives like this.
Well, first off, why would it be so onerous for a DNR warden to have reasonable suspicion, as Representative Jarko stated, before they entered someone's property?
The reason why is that this creates a hurdle that wardens would have to get over before they could go and do their job, enter any private lands per se. And this would create a chilling effect on game wardens who are not going to risk their job by having to cross this hurdle each and every time they're trying to follow up on fish or game violation.
The hurdle would be going to a court to get a warrant to be able to go onto the property, and that would be too much of a hurdle?
Well, that would be a humongous hurdle, but the hurdle would be being able to prove that you have reasonable doubt in a court.
Yeah. Well, what about Representative Jarko said that he thinks many Democrats are squirming over this because normally you would be supporters of our civil rights and our rights against unreasonable search and seizure and that sort of thing. Why is this different when it comes to wildlife protection than in any other area of our lives?
Well, you know, I think that really gets to the heart of it, and I think it's funny that Representative Jarko would say that, because the real difference between Democrats standing up for civil rights, which we always have, and Republicans not, is they like to pick and choose what are and what aren't civil rights. This is long-standing U.S. law that law enforcement officers have the right to go on people's property as long as it's not part of their home or their yard. So this is long-standing law. It's been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's not a civil right that people have, that they should have absolute privacy on private property that is considered huntable-type land. Woods and fields are not protected under the Constitution from searches.
Yeah. What did you mean when you said that you feared that this could lead to the privatization of our wildlife or natural resources?
Right. So if game wardens have to jump over this hurdle of having reasonable suspicion to do the very basic thing that is their job of checking licenses and making sure people are complying with fish and game regulations, they are not going to enter private lands. In Wisconsin, I think it's around 80% of lands are private. People will be able to manage their own wildlife on their own property or what they assume to be their own wildlife, and without the fear of anyone looking over their shoulder, making sure that they're following state laws. So it would enable people to essentially privatize their own herds of deer on their property or any other wildlife for that matter.
So take some calls. Drake in Washburn is with us. Hello, Drake.
Hi. First off, I would just like to completely agree with the fact that it was basically privatize a public resource, which is all the animals. The second thing that I want to say is that this would make it incredibly easy for people to not follow the law and have no way for it to be enforced. So guys would be able to hunt without a license on private property because there'd be no suspicion to check them. And especially the people that are against wolves, which is a federally endangered species, they would be able to just shoot them during deer season when they see them because there'd be no way to enforce their protection on these private lands.
Are those some of the areas of concern, Representative Milroy?
Oh, definitely. But this extends even beyond wildlife. The open fields doctrine, which allows law enforcement officers to go on these types of land, it extends to all law enforcement. This isn't just game wardens. This would allow people to grow marijuana on their private property, have meth labs, dump toxic waste. This would be a very bad precedent for the state of Wisconsin to go down this road.
Thanks, Drake. Ann in Green Bay is next. Hello, Ann.
Well, I'm basically going to mirror the last caller. Fish and wildlife are a public domain, and my concern that if this bill passes, that poaching will become even much more of a problem.
Will poaching become much more of a problem, Representative Milroy?
I think it definitely will. Poaching is already a problem. 99% of hunters out there are ethical and you know, are not out there poaching. But once you make it easier for poachers to get away with poaching, it's just going to substantially increase.
Now, Representative Jarko said when presented with the question that this was going to make it easier for people to break the law, or that it was, as was mentioned at the hearing last week, that this bill is a poacher's dream. He said he really resented that because that makes it seem as though, you know, most hunters or many hunters are you know, are illegal hunters, and we shouldn't have that attitude. He says,
Well, there's always bad seeds in every group of people. Like I said, 99% of hunters are ethical and they're always going to follow the laws. But when you loosen the laws or when you make regulations that make it impossible to enforce the laws, you are going to see an exponential increase in the number of people that would violate laws that normally wouldn't.
Let's go to Bill in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Yeah, back again. I just want to discount some of the rhetoric we've been hearing. You know, they talk about, it's been common law. Actually, this is rulings by courts. And actually, legislatures make laws, and courts should adhere by the laws. So some of these things all we got to do is read our Fourth Amendment rights. It's in the Wisconsin Constitution. It's in Wisconsin statutes that you have to have probable cause to come on somebody's land, private land like that. That's your effect, And what really disturbed me, I've been over to – my grandmother came from Sudetenland, and this was an area that Hitler annexed readily. I've been over there, and all the buildings are destroyed. There's walls yet in there, And they readily had a government official would come
to the
house.
We're really getting far afield here, I think, Bill. Didn't you say that you had a game warden enter your property last year during the deer season and felt it was unreasonable and you didn't like it?
Yes, I had, because he was prowling my property for several months. It's my private property. He was prowling my property, and I hunt with the property. I have two sons and three grandsons that we hunt the property. And this game warden, and he interrupted our weekend of deer season. Like I say, my son was hunting from a pile of corn that was way over 100 yards away from his stand, and there was 3 gallons of corn poured on the ground instead of two, and I couldn't pour it because I had back injury, and a friend poured it out of a bag. And my son goes to court because he wanted to tell a story to the judge. When he got to court, we thought it was going to be a court date so he could tell the story to the judge because he was completely innocent. He didn't realize that there was too much corn. When he got to court, the DA intervened, and rather than him telling the story to the judge, the DA plea bargained with him, so it reduced the fine somewhat, but,
And I'm sorry, because we have very short amount of time. How do you react to Bill's story, Representative Milroy?
Well, this is exactly why game wardens need the ability to enforce wildlife laws on private lands. In every instance where I've heard people object to this law, it's been people who have been cited for violations or who have violated fishing and hunting laws. When you put out more corn than you were supposed to, you're not following the rules, and it gives you an advantage over every other hunter who should have equal access to those animals. We had two people testify in favor of this bill that were actual hunters at the hearing, both of which admitted to being charged with violations. One of the guys actually used the buttstock of his rifle to smack a warden and then pulled out a pistol on two wardens. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. This has never been an issue. The only people this has been an issue with are people who violate the law.
I don't know if we have time for another call, but I'm going to take one anyway. Mike in Vilas County. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Yes, go ahead, please, briefly, because we're almost out of time.
Yes, I just want to say I was a trooper and a warden for 25 years of my life, and wardens are governed by the same laws as any other law enforcement officer, and there's this unrealistic perception that we just go run around on other people's properties looking for stuff when we don't have reasonable suspicion or probable cause. That isn't true. This representative that's trying to pass this law, what he's saying is just not really honest with the public, and he's not correct about how this is being done.
Yeah, so do you agree with that, Representative Milroy?
Well, I do, and I want to thank the officer for his service. This is a very difficult job that game wardens have. This has never been a problem. In fact, when the author was questioned about how many contacts he's received in his office with respect to this issue, he stumbled and bumbled and said, well, I haven't got any emails or phone calls, but when I go to the bars, I hear about it all the time. So this is really not an issue. We have a very professional law enforcement organization in our game wardens. They have a very difficult job. And putting this hurdle up there will make their job more difficult, and it will create a chilling effect on their ability to protect our wildlife for all Wisconsin citizens.
Thank you for being with us. Nick Milroy, Democratic State Representative from South Range. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Michelle Johnson for producing the hour. This is the Ideas Network.